Sports and Huddle is presented by Houston Community College. Together, building Houston's workforce. By Amegy Bank, the A-Bank, and by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today for a chance to win big. Here's your host, Drew Doherty.
The Texans were riding a three-game losing streak. They came to Indianapolis. They threw an interception. They had over 100 yards in penalties. None of it mattered because they come away with a victory. Jadeveon Clowney gets a strip sack in what might have been the defensive play of the season. He also helps force an Andrew Luck interception. And the Texans come up with another Luck pick, as well as the offense grinds away on the ground and gets some timely kicking from Nick Novak. Let's check out some of the happy highlights.
First down, Indy from the Colts' 18-yard line. Luck drops back. Luck looking with time, slings it left side. Picked off by Debs, 25, 20, and he's down across the 16-yard line. The Texans get the ball in the red zone. Third down and four from the Texans 41. Brock gets the snap. Brock throwing over the middle. Has Hopkins for the first down. Twisting around. Makes his way across the 40 and slides down at the 37-yard line of the Colts. Big play to nuke. Osweiler puts the leg down on third and five. Quick delayed handoff to Hunt. Trying to find a hole. Has one. 25, 20. Hunt still going across the 15 down to the 13-yard line. Texans with a first down in the red zone. Jackson with the tackle. It's third down and five at the Colts 8. Brock puts the leg down. Here's the snap. Osweiler looking. Osweiler throwing to the right side. And caught. First down at the 2-yard line. C.J. Fedora with a rolling catch. First and goal, Texans. On first down, Brock gets the snap. Handoff Miller into the end zone. Touchdown, Houston. The Texans take the lead on a touchdown run by Lamar Miller. On first and 10 from the Houston 45-yard line, here's the snap to Brock. He's going to throw, looking, passing to the left sideline. And he's got Fuller, who steps out of bounds inside the 40-yard line of Indy at the 39. Luck looks it over. Here's the snap. Texans try to get some pressure on Luck, who's got a lot of time, steps to his right. Luck looking. Luck scrambling to the left. And here's Clowney from behind. Luck dumps it off. It's picked up by Hal. Hal running to his right across the 35. The 30 cuts inside 25, 20, and down inside the 18-yard line as Turbin makes the tackle. The Texans get Luck for the second time today. First down, Colts from their 14. Long count, Luck. And he hands off to Gore over left guard. And he's wrapped up. It looks like Brian Cushing has got him. He does. And Cushing now becomes the all-time leading tackler in Texans history, passing D'Amico Ryans.
It means a lot. It took a lot of years and practices and games and injuries and coming back from injuries and just a lot of perseverance. So, I mean, it hasn't been pretty, you know, a lot of ups and downs throughout my career. But, you know, to say I did that and say you know, I accomplished that. It means the world to me.
Second and goal at the two. Backs in an eye. Luck hands off to Gore starting left. And Wilfork blows him up low. And Reeder gets him high. They force a loss on the play. It's third and goal at the three. Third and goal from the three. Luck in the gun. Luck calls for the ball. Here's the snap. Luck looking right. Here comes Clowney. Clowney with a sack fumble. It's loose. And the Texans have it. They recover. Luck coughs it up on the hit by Clowney.
Feel great, man. Put us in a position to win the game, help us win the game, and we finish the game on the road. Got to win.
On first down, here's the snap to Brock. Delayed handoff. Miller straight ahead. Big hole 40, 35, cuts left 30, and down inside the 29-yard line. Mike Adams with the hit. Lamar Miller, big run down to the 28-yard line. Second and six. Brock takes the snap. Handoff Miller running right. Miller with room. 35, 40, breaks free. 45 and down to the 49-yard line of Houston. First down near midfield for the Texans as the play is made by Darius Butler. But not until Lamar Miller picks up 20 yards. And Miller now is over 1,000 yards on the season. Second down and nine at the Colts 36. Brock gets the snap. There's pressure. Brock stepping left and he dumps it off to Miller. Miller with blockers, 30, 25. Miller cutting right down inside the 21-yard line. First down, catch and run. Lamar Miller off the adjustment by Osweiler. Good for 15 yards.
You know, that was our whole mindset this whole game. You know, just pound them and a big one will come. And, you know, I think the offensive line, they did a great job of just getting movement up front for men blue. And we would just try to be decisive and just trying to make plays.
34-yard field goal attempt from between the hashes for Nick Novak. John Weeks will snap. Leckler will hold. Snap is down. Novak's kick is up, and it's good. And the Texans get another field goal from Nick Novak, his fifth of the day, to go up 22-17 with 2:47 to play in the fourth quarter. Fourth and one for the Colts at the Houston 42-yard line. Luck in the gun, Turbin to his right. On fourth down, Luck gets the snap. Luck under pressure. Luck throws right side. It's batted down, and the Texans take over on downs. They're going to beat the Colts again. Houston comes to Indianapolis and saves its season.
Joined now by Houston Texans radio sideline reporter John Harris, and let's exhale real quick together. Wow, this is a big one. Texans were in a bad spot. Losers of three in a row. Not many people give them a chance to come in here and win, and they do just that. They get three takeaways on the day, and maybe the defensive play of the year for this ball club with the Jadeveon Clowney strip sack in the third quarter.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. It had to be the biggest play of the game. I mean, this game was all over the place. I mean, this game was kind of like a three-year-old on Pop Rocks. I mean, it was just all over the place, just bouncing one side and the other. And I just, you know, with the inability to score touchdowns out in the red zone inside goal-to-go situations, I thought that was going to come back to haunt them, but the defense came up huge. Big plays all throughout the day by the defense.
What did you see from the run game today? Because it looked like they could do what they wanted, and the Texans deviated from it at times.
Yeah, a little bit. Look, the Colts linebackers are not big. So if you get a hat on a hat and just get up that second level, you had an opportunity to occupy them and have a good shot of running football, and they were able to do that. Lamar Miller, as he runs by us, did a great job, Alfred Blue. I mean, they just had to grind this one out. We sort of knew when DeQuell Jackson, and I said to you, I walked down to your office, I said, you see the news about DeQuell Jackson? And you said, yeah, and I said, expect about 40 runs. I don't know what the number was, but it probably was pretty close.
It was at 32 and change there early in the fourth quarter. But back to Clowney, he has the strip sack, gets that one, and then before it, he forces pressure on Luck, and Luck throws his second interception of the day earlier in the game. Clowney just was an absolute force today.
Yeah, and you see what we missed in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Hey, ask about what happened in Green Bay. Well, 90 wasn't there. I mean, he was fantastic. He and Witt, our defense just came up with one play after the next. I mean, that touchdown that the Colts got to make it 22-17 or 19-17. They got every break got bounces to go their way. I mean, our guys can't hang on to it. T.Y. Hilton's juggling and catching it. That's a very talented offensive team that just came back from New York scoring 41 points, and they got 17.
Such a weird game because you bring that up, and you bring up the fact that the Texans have over 100 yards worth of penalties, and they turn the ball over as well, but they still managed to go on the road and beat a team like this. The resiliency of this ball club, just speak to that right now, because everybody's banged up at this point in the season. And the Texans were without some key playmakers today.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, DBs had to step up. You know, Robert Nelson had a good day, then a tough day. It just kind of went back and forth. So the defense coming up with big plays all the way throughout. So great day. Should be a good flight home. We'll get ready for Jacksonville next week.
7-6, the Texans are. They're in first place in the AFC South. That's John. I'm Drew. Don't move a muscle. More Texans Huddle is coming back after this quick break.